welcome to the Unseen Magic Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Morse, holistic business coach, spiritual mentor, modern mystic, and artist. In this podcast, we explore all things mysticism, creativity, spirituality, and entrepreneurship, bridging the spiritual and the practical. So excited to have you here, and I'll see you in the show. And welcome to the Unseen Magic Podcast. I'm so excited to be here today with a soul sister and a former client, Sabina Nasibulina, which hopefully I pronounced that okay.
Yes.
So excited to have you here today. Sabina is a transformational coach and somatic healer based out of San Francisco, and she helps people get activated and reach their goals and their life purpose. So thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited to be connecting with you. We actually had an amazing conversation the other day, in which was the reason why we decided, you know what, let's do a podcast. So I'm excited to, yeah, to be in this space with you and let that unfold again.
I feel so amazing to connect with you today. And my body is like immediately showing what's happening. And I just feel that like strong connection. And I'm feeling like very, actually honored to be here today. I feel, yeah, it was an incredible journey. And yeah, I'm happy to let through whatever will come today, like have this conversation, and which, as you said, was inspired by what we talked about like a few days ago.
Yeah. And I think like how we got there was so beautiful, because usually I ask people on the podcast, like, okay, what was your backstory? And like, tell me about your life and like growing up. And I think we're going to start from a different place. I think we're going to start from, like we had mentioned before, this starting from this jumping off point of sharing the importance that we both know and experience, which is the importance of healing on the way to building our dreams, our careers, our businesses, our life purpose, right? And so I want to lead us into that by asking you to share a little bit about our journey together, because that's the most recent thing that has happened over the last 7 months, is getting to watch your transformation through the work that we did together. And if you can share a little bit about how your journey was working together, working through the program, and ways in which you really grew and learned more about yourself.
Yeah, it was an incredible journey. And as you asked, I had this like incredible insights coming to me about that. At a time when I worked with you and when I started, I didn't know that we are like, in some sense, colleagues, you know, we're like peers, and that we're talk and like the same sense and on the same topic. And at that moment, I was just like on this journey, just like in my experience, in my body, in my struggles. And this journey started for me by you leading me out of that zone and leading me into that power that I am in right now, like today. So, which kind of like helped me to see that I was on this journey like all along in my life, like throughout my whole life. And I don't know if it's the right time to mention, I'm a projector, and I'm a projector 1-1-3.
And human design.
I didn't know much about human design, like about just like a few months ago, like 7 or 8. But now that I know more about it, and I actually connected with you a little bit on that topic as well, I learn about this world by my personal experiences. And once I get to live through them, feel them, experience them, then I have this chance to like process them from like the rational perspective. And what you did for me is that you led me to on that journey and you guide me out. And now being here in this moment, like I look on my journey and I know what people need. Perhaps what I will guide people through on their journeys, because judging like from my journey and analyzing it from your guidance too, and a mentorship that I had with you, and that's how like this, let's say, like a product was created.
And I feel like if you can share a little bit about where you were be at the beginning of this.
I like talking about it. I
Yeah.
like talking about it because I will never forget that our first call with you. I was attracted by you on the ways that I am still like, there was a lot of intuition involved. My rational mind was just saying, let's run away. But my intuition and the whole like mechanics of my body were like leading me into your space. And I remember I was like on the call with you talking, and you asked me, what are your goals like for the program? What are your goals for the coaching and all of that? And I just said, I don't know. I actually don't know why I'm here. And but there's something in me that leads me into the space. And I hope you can help me figure out what is it. So at the moment when we started together, I was very, I would just use the word confused. There was a lot of, I would even say like the energy coming through me, there was a lot of intention and thought and dream, but I cannot recall any like rational intention on doing something like building something. So, and I needed somebody to guide me through that. And that's how, I was attracted to your space. So basically asking, answering your question is there was a lot of intention, dream, but no foundation and no idea on how to get from the point A to B.
And I know too, one of the or a couple of the things that we really worked through was a lot. I mean, we did a lot of healing work, if you want to talk about that, and also how that affected your confidence and then your ability to connect to your life purpose and really feel. And like you said, you were mentioning this before, like not even being able to like keep appointments and like, your energy has changed so much over these over this course of months that we've been together. And it's like, from my perspective, I'm like, holy smokes, like this transformation is incredible. Like you just kept showing up for yourself in the most beautiful ways, and you kept doing the work even when you didn't want to. And I really commend you for that, and I'd love to hear more about those like specific ways that maybe we heal, we worked on healing, how that affected your confidence and your ability to align more with your life purpose.
What came to me, is that I think at the moment when I connected with you, there was a lot of like there's a lot of trauma involvement in my character. So it re actually really affected me, I think, like not in the best way. And as you mentioned, there was an energy problem. And at the moment, at that time, I could not even keep up a small task. There was like an energy problem of making decisions, making holding responsibilities too. So judging like from the point A and B, I always dream to be in the place where I am right now. But at that time, it was just a big of a journey as it thought, as I mean, as it seemed. And I struggle to make decisions. I struggle to, even like I would schedule an appointment or a meeting with somebody, just like friends. And I would be very scared that I cannot hold it. There was a lot of involvement of, now I know, like now I can reflect on that, but I think there was a lot of root energy problem. And before meeting you, I was not even like talking to, in a spiritual sense, and now I can reflect on that, like in the sense, but there was a lot of me actually always having like an intention, and then there was a break, like in a willpower, like there's an intention, like I want a goal, a dream, and then I would like get broken in a way. There was a lot of like actually also somatic involvement, I would say, because I would constantly break legs, like if any a trauma to like that, like to that leg, there was a lot of like not only emotional, not only like on that sense, but also somatical involvement of me. And actually, if I like go even like further back, like 4 years ago, when like my all of my problems were like in the worst sense, I had about like a year of me not being able to walk because there was like a physical trauma. But now, reflecting on that time, I know it was me, it was the manifestation of my like emotional breakup. Because I had depression, I had my like all of the mental health problems just like coming right back at me, all of the trauma. There was a lot of like somatical somatical problems too. So I came into your world basically with that baggage. Now I would say that it was like in the process, like I was in the process of sorting things out, and there was a lot of actually the only thing I think that kept me going throughout like all of these years is just this like big dream, the big picture. And then I listen to my intuition. With me, it's always of like I'm seeing the big picture, but then when you have these traumas, you're getting like obstacles on the way, but not external obstacles, internal obstacles. Because you cannot hold things energetically, intentionally, like with your mind, with your emotions, with your energy. It's like a problem on like multiple levels. And so and that's how like when we actually talked to you about it, I told you that like I had such a great like healing, and even my intention is better. As you just said, like yourself, like how I appear differently, because now like when I set an intention, I go from point A to B. And there's my like somatical improvements because I was not able to actually stand on my feet for a very long period of time for like all of the like physical traumas, but also it felt as like energetically I cannot do that. And so now even like on our last calls, you're like, I remember you told me like, oh my God, like you're always wanted to work like on a stand-up desk, and like you're actually like standing right now. And I was like reflecting on that, and I was like, whoa, actually, like I'm healing, that energy, and now my body's healing as well. And that's how I basically like came into that world of the importance of the energy healing, and then the somatical healing will come, and then the goals will come. Like it's all like a part of like same process of, yeah.
And like, when we're talking, because some people might be like, energy healing, what is that? Like putting your hands on yourself or like someone else's, like sometimes, yes, but a lot of the times it's understanding the psyche and being able to process energetically, which also means emotionally and mentally.
Exactly.
Process emotionally and mentally these places in our psyche that we have not been able to see. And that provides an energetic release and a change and a shift within us. And it changes also our neural pathways. Like we start to begin to think differently.
Exactly.
And I think that's what you really did so well. Like you were very committed to being in the process of seeing your shadows and being in the process of being okay, letting them go and transform for the cause of the greater good, which is like your dream life and like your energy back and, you know, building your stepping up into your life purpose and your business and all of this and like your health. Like you were able, what I saw in you is like your ability to say, okay, yeah, this might be uncomfortable for like this 60 minute session that we're doing, but it's going to like provide such, you know, relief. Like you had faith in the process, and you trusted yourself.
I would say that there was a lot of intuition based, like my fuel was intuition for a long period of time. And actually reflecting of what you just said about energy, I just wanted to like just guide back to that and say that I am new to like the spiritual, to the world of spirituality. My background and basically like what I do at the moment as well, along with like the coaching, is I study, I am in the psychology program in the university, and it's all based on the semantical approach, the scientific approach of the stuff. It's like, I would just say that we all talk, the scientists, the spirit, you know, people, even like, I don't know, there are people, witches, like healers, how do you say spiritual people, spiritual people involved in spirituality, we all talk about the same things. Mm-hmm. It's just that the wording that we use. And I wanted to like get back on that because I myself analyze the world, analyze all of that from the process of like the traumas, the nervous system, the body, the psyche, and all of that. It will, it's when I say energy, I think just what you just said, I summarize, because our intention in, what should I start with? I'll just say that like our emotions are functions. They provide us with energy. If I provide like an example, is that if there's like a tiger like running at me right now, how do I run away? I get scared. That gives me energy so I can run away. If I want something, I get excited. I get energy. I mean, when I say energy, I don't always like necessarily mean like a bright light of the goddess, spiritual thing, you know, like when people like, I am in the world of like science and stuff. So when people hear the word, especially like people who are very into like the rationality, when they hear the word like energy, and actually, I just remembered when I connected with you, there was, it was like the first webinar. You probably, I don't remember in specific wording, but you probably mentioned something about like energy and healing. And I was protesting a lot. My mind was like, yeah, right. Energy, who cares about energy, spirituality? I don't care what's, you know, because my mind is very strong. And, but now, I mean, now I have the balance of like the mind and the psyche, but yeah, energy can mean something scientific as well. So for some people don't get freaked out, like, yeah, okay, energy, goodbye. Energy can be something like, you know, from the science self as well, science sense as well, not necessarily, but now that I know like the base for like all of it, it's easy for me to just like summarize because I know when I say energy, I mean all of it. But depending on like what person I'm speaking with, I can like correct it. Correct the term, but the meaning stays the same. Just I wanted to just say that.
Yeah, I love that. And it's why, because I think the workshop or webinar that you were on at first was about nervous system health and building your business. And my language often is more leans more spiritual and leans more energetic, right? So even though I'm explaining things in like that more science-based polyvagal theory, learning about different aspects of the vagus nerve and you know the dorsal, the sympathetic, there's still this quality of yeah, like of spirit that is always going to be like in my work. But I love what you just said so that that can bring it in for people in that it, this isn't just for spiritual people. This is for anyone who wants to feel better and particularly have mysterious blocks that like doctors aren't helping you with right now. You know, maybe even your psychologist isn't able to help you with them right now. So it's like that one level deeper that we're going with this work.
Yeah, thank you for actually reminding me. I forgot for a moment like what was the first webinar about, and I actually got connected to what attracted me in your work is that I felt the sense of spirituality that I was always attracted to. But then you spoke about the polyvagal theory, and I was studying that theory in the traumatic stress in the trauma foundation and the traumatic stress studying, and I knew that from what position of theory, and then that theory embedded into like, okay, that's correct, that's science, that's like that's I can accept. So when you were talking from the sense of science, I was like, no, that's just interesting. Like the coach, she talks about somatics and, you know, the nervous system, which means that she like qualifies as like somebody like who I can like talk to about like because my mind is just like no, the rationality, analysis, system, science, like it's very like structural. But then your feeling was like, you know, there was like a lot of spiritual and all of that. So and that's what I also have in me. This is like my world as well. And like just how you said like the soul sister, right? Like I noticed how like our like not just beliefs but the knowledge, the how we approach our approach is the same, like the approach on how to lead people to the finding that like life mission or building a career or self-expression and in terms of profession, self-realization, and that it starts in healing. And that's what I think is like, I think that's going to change like the world and the industry in some ways. I just feel that there's something big to that. At the moment, I am not sure if there are coaches who already do that, and it doesn't matter, because I think as long as we're leading people into the big change, that's all that matters. Doesn't matter like if that's like already if this is already like existing system, as long as we're the more the merrier, you know, we're going to the same direction and like leading people into like the same direction.
Yeah, and there's such a I feel a specifically in the coaching industries that there's a lack of true healers and therapists really that like can help people with that part that is that the underlying psychological, emotional, energetic blockages that truly lie there that are in the way of getting them to their goals. And then also being able to have a system and structure and coaching techniques to help people practically get to their goals, right? Like, these are very different skill sets that I think I aim to embody, and like that's what I do in my work, and you have those as well, which I really admire about you and your work, and like, yeah, like how you've stepped up into your purpose.
Yeah, you actually just led me to like this very incredible insight, and like the journey that I like remember the first insight about creating something like that was a little over a year ago. And I was like, I have to just like come clean and say, I mean, not like very deep into like the stories, but I want to say that I am like, I'm a traumatized person. Like, there was a lot of trauma in my life, a lot of it. So I started this journey by going into the healing, but not healing, let's just call it as it is, a therapy. I was going through like psychiatry, I was going through like psychology and semantics, like all of that. And then last year, I realized that it's a mark of 3 years and nothing is happening. I'm healing and healing and healing and like working on this trauma, that trauma, like this emotion, that, and nothing is happening. Because, and my goal was always to, you know, it's about like that, I'm all about metaphors. It's like that metaphor of like, I want to fly, my wings are broken, you know, and I'm healing and healing, but I'm not flying. Like, I want to fly. Like, why? Like, what's wrong? So I was in this program of healing, basically, again, healing of the birth trauma, hold on, a trauma of birth and like some mother wounds. There was something like involved in the trauma. And then there was, in parallel, there was another program that was like kind of feeling into like joining in. It was all about goal achieving. And that's, the name was goal achieving. So, and I was like, what if I go for both? Because I'm curious. And I was advised like not to, but then there was this like one girl who said, she said that do not go into goal achieving until you heal. You need to be healed in order to achieve stuff. Because she told me, like, believe me, there are so many people who think that they can and then they just get broken on the way, and that then it's very upsetting. But I like take people in situations as just like messages to me, and I process them through like my system, and I felt like, no, like, I don't want to listen to that people. There is something about this girl she just said, it's very important. And so I got into those both programs. There was the healing, there was the building, and actually reflecting on like your question about how I was in the beginning, I always had a dream to finish my degree. But me in the past is, I want to, but it will never happen. That's it. That's how I was. I want to go to university, but it will never happen to me. That's it. And so that program showed me like basically, I like to study things, take like the core out of it, and like use it in my life. So there was something in that process that I really liked. And usually insights, they come later, and they come like very later. When I met you, there was something that really, really attracted me to like what you're doing. And at that moment, I didn't realize like what exactly. And now I know. Now I know it's all the same. It was the same. You know how like these neurons are like, there was the pathway that probably like got created like last in like spring 2022 of me like, oh, what if it's possible? Because I come from a very like dark places, and I know that people who were there, they usually get stuck there. So they're here, they never get to like CEO of your life, CEO of your business. You know, it's a very like, usually these people, they get stuck in the victimhood. They get stuck, like they know that they need to reach here, but there is like, you know, it's very difficult. And I can go into like the whole another like 1 hour of like talking about people like this because I was that person. But there was this like pathway created, I guess, in that moment. And then when I met you, it manifested in the reality, but my rational mind still did not pick up on that. And now, like going again through this journey, like putting this like through like my body, through my experience, living it as a projector, one or just as Sabina, you know, just as Sabina as a person, like not going into like projector stuff. It's just that when I learned that system a little bit more, it was like easier to explain things. But yeah, and now reflecting back on that journey, I know that healing is important, but you can heal your broken wings until the rest of your life. At some point, you need to start flying. And I believe in, I hope the metaphor is okay. I really believe in the kind of work, because what is the final goal? And I like, as a person who's, by the way, like at the moment studying in the psychology field, because I thought that I want to be a psychologist, and I might be, but I don't know, we'll see. I used to believe that there should be therapy, therapy, healing, 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 healing. And I see people heal years, 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 and nothing's happening. Or I see people who are like trying to absolutely ignore the past and just like achieve business, 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 but then they meet problems, because I tell you that traumas, they disrupt the nervous system. Nervous system is in the body, and body is like you don't have to be spiritual, you don't have to be scientific, you just have to like understand it out your body. You don't live. That's it. There are people like, we are not like our bodies, or we are not our whatever. It doesn't matter. Your body needs to be healthy. Your mental health needs to be intact, because like that's how your mind, you know, is constantly processing the information. So all systems, they need to be like intact. But trauma, and I also studied that like in the like trauma foundation, it really disrupts how your brain works. Some like areas go offline. Even like I was really like struck by the information that like trauma, I really forgot that part of the brain, but it responds for the how we perceive time. And then during the trauma, that part like goes offline, and then people kind of like get stuck in their traumas until the rest of their life. It's long gone, but they still kind of relive it every day. And then the nervous system get affected, as how you speak about like polyvagal theory. So yeah, and you got the point. I really got into the flow of like, because I admire the work that we do, and I admire the whole field, and it's really my passion. So yeah, I can talk forever.
And there's something, you know, there is what's coming to mind is a couple of things, like the visual of what happens when trauma hits, like if we have a traumatic event, and you could probably speak to PTSD too, but like that if it's really traumatic, it can get stored in different places, like scent, smell, sensation, light. These different things kind of get stored separately as fragments in the psyche. And so, like, if you're walking down the street and you see someone wearing a red dress, it could trigger you, and you may not even know why. because something happened years, years, years ago with someone in a red dress, you know, like, or some sound might trigger you and you feel your nervous system getting on, amped up, and you think, oh, it's just because that guy's a jerk and he's driving really fast and I don't like drivers, so I'm going to get into a petition of stopping everyone from driving or whatever it is, right? Like, you can think that it's that thing, but it's not actually.
Yeah.
And just to like illustrate an example of what the nervous system can do and like how that's triggered by traumatic events or repressed things that get fragmented, like in our day-to-day lives, we may not understand or comprehend why that's coming up for us. And no, go ahead.
I got another like example of the importance of like the nervous system, aside from like this is just the base like body functioning, which is like very important, but like let's say I'll just give my example of like when we started, because it's just easy, you know. Mm-hmm. I really like to, when I talk about like my example, it's just easier to like then reflect on that. So I have the goal, right? Okay, the goal, like finishing degree or making that idea of like setting the coaching, like, you know, bring this to life, you know, I have the goals.
Yeah.
But then I need to actually do things with my body.
Mm.
There are such a rational people. They can just like, no, your brain is all that matters. Yeah, but your brain is versatile. And then it actually locates in the body. And there is actually the whole nervous system thing. So people who procrastinate, they want to achieve the dream, achieve the goal, but then they procrastinate or they get sick. Or
yeah.
Like me in the past on the calls with you, being like completely, completely afraid. My intuition, or actually for people who are very like scientific and rational, intuition is not here, not there, not in heaven. It's actually here in the brain too. So it's actually like part of the brain. I just don't want people to go, like, some people, maybe I'm judging like from me in the past or like people that surrounds me, intuition is not like, it's not a spiritual term. So, yeah, you cannot achieve your goals without your nervous system working properly.
Yeah.
Like the traumas, as you mentioned, like from your example, they do create some attachments to certain triggers. So let's say a trigger, I'm hiring like a coach, right, to work with. But just like, remember what I said to you? All coaches to me remind me that like masculine energy, and I'm afraid of that. Like, so with you, like on the calls, I was very like afraid, because it seems like, okay, if it's a masculine energy, because it's a coach, then it's an authority. And my nervous system would freak out, because when there's an authority, that's
mm-hmm.
it, like my hands are just like shaking. So that's how the nervous system works, basically. And yeah, the importance of healing is, it involves working with that nervous system, which leads to working with the body. It's all like interconnected. There are no way you can ignore one or the other. It's super interconnected.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, very much like, and that's what I, you know, over the years have come to realize in my work too, is like, it has to be both top up and bottom up, like top down and bottom up. So like you have to work with the mind, but you also have to work with the body and the energy that is in the body and the nervous system, right? Because they're communicated, it's a two-way street. And to really have like the most impact, both of those avenues have to be explored.
Jen, I never got a chance to ask you, maybe that's the time. How did you came up with that? Like, there's always me of sharing like my side of story, but I just realized that, how did you come up with that? How did you, I know like your background of like the family and healing. How did you summarize the healing and the business? Because now that's interesting.
Yeah.
Now that is interesting. How did you came up with that?
Great. We're turning the interview right around.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe.
I love it. I love it. No, I'll dive into that quickly. It was in my own experience. So like I had started a photography business and actually many businesses in my past over the last 12 years. And my biggest problems like definitely came from my mindset and my nervous system and feeling like those things that you would notice, like the procrastination, also the ADHD, which people think like, oh, I have to have medication for it. You don't necessarily, by the way. But so I had all of these things that I was working with. And then I came to the inner and psychological healing. And then I came to the nervous system healing and learning about polyvagal theory and understanding, wow, this is just through my own healing journey. Was then how I began to teach and realize that this was so important to doing business. Because without this component, so many people, and I've been in coaching programs myself, business coaching programs as a attendee, as a student, and just like also realizing, wow, this is really hard for me if I'm not doing, putting in the nervous system and the healing work. And this is super hard for me. And some people can breeze through that and they're fine. But, and I, here's the thing is I thought I was one of those people. I was like, I don't need this. I don't need healing. I don't need it. We talked about this the other day. I don't need nervous system help. I just need the strategies to run my business. Right. And I need to know X, Y, Z. And then the truth comes out that the reason you're not getting there is probably not a strategy. It's probably how you're approaching your life, how you're moving through the world, how your body feels, how your heart feels, how your energy feels, what the things that you're believing to be true, your thought patterns, what you're being triggered by on a daily basis. So that's when I realized, I was like, wow, there's such a lack of this type of work.
Yeah.
In the business field, because this is like, and personally, I want to see people and specifically women who have, are heart-centered and are generally empathic and energetic and have these beautiful visions and goals and often have trauma. Like no one is free of trauma, by the way, but women usually have more of that. And it's like, those are the people I want to see succeed in business. I want to see those people as leaders in this world. Like they have so much to share, but the way our system is set up right now, it's hard. It's hard for that person to succeed.
That's amazing. I mean, thank you for sharing. I just, as I said, since we worked with you, it was like me taking guidance from you. So there was a lot of like my sharing, but it was amazing. And you know what I just like thought about? I just thought about that, and that's what the industry is really formed around. Okay, you know, there's your goal, whatever, just go there, achieve it, make it happen. If you know this strategy doesn't work, try this one. No one ever says, lean back, put it aside just like for 5 minutes. Ask yourself, what is it that doesn't work? Like, are you hurt? Are there some like traumas that does like, they kind of like act as a like block, you know, like that's like the screen in front of you and then you don't see, because all of our systems everything, like the vision, the talking, the processing, the rational processing, like even like when I speak right now, it all comes from like the same center. And then if it gets hurt by like the trauma, no strategy in the world of business will go around that. You can push through the wall, but then you just get your hand hurt. Yeah, healing people, healing.
Yeah. I feel like this is a hopefully a educational conversation for people. And even myself, like 5 years ago, I would listen to this and be like, whoa, really? Like, that makes sense to me. And I hope this can make sense to people. And I think it does. And I think, a lot of people's minds are opening more and more each year to accepting this type of work and this type of perspective. But it's just the truth. Like, we can dance around it. We can, try all the strategies in the world. We can, try XYZ, try to fix ourselves with all these different things. And the truth is, it's within us. Inside of us is where we really need to take care of.
It's actually also interesting how we got to this point through like different perspectives. Me trying to endlessly heal, but then where is my business, you know? And you just said like you have a business, and then from basically different perspectives. But looking upon me now, and I think I serve to even my own self as a great example on that, and like judging by, because we all have like similar, not similar, I'm sorry, we have same nervous system. If you're a man, like women, that country, this country, nervous system stays the same. So, okay, I lost my thought. I wanted to say that, okay, it's gone. I wanted to go into the, just emphasizing the healing process again. And then I was probably just going a little bit too deep. Kind of like get lost myself in the process.
I love it. I love it. But I have one last question for you, and then we'll get into our show-in set of questions. But because I know your journey has been so much around intuition and your connection to that, even when you may have not understood it. Right. I would love to hear and share a little bit about your connection and your journey. And like, even if you didn't understand where your intuition is, was coming from, how it actually led you to where you needed to go.
You also asked me like that the other day, and I think just because I couldn't answer at that time, and I kept on thinking about it. I think the best answer, and maybe actually advice for somebody else, would be do not be afraid to create a big picture. And that's what was, I think, the key to my success in this term, is that there was no rational explanation or tendency or anything else that would, and people around me would confirm, there was nothing in this reality, in this body, in my character that would suggest that I can make it and be, in the business and be healed just like the person that I am right now. But what I did, I worked, I dream. And not just like, oh, like, oh, I set intentions. I do the writing, like journaling. And I journaled a lot. And in the past, even in the past, like even 10 years ago, because I kind of awakened for the first time. I was like 19 at the time, and then I kind of like got lost on the way again. But then I remember, even at that time, even like when I moved to the United States, there was a lot of journaling and intention creating. I remember people even sometimes like mocked me for that. I would set an intention like, no, people, I will leave, like I will leave abroad somewhere. People would like, no, look at you, there's nothing about you that can lead you there. And then, how, you know, here I am. Or I would say, okay, in 2 months, and then I would like broadcast on the dream. I would just like set it free and I would broadcast. And then, you know, something about it is very powerful. I'm not yet sure like the mechanics of that, but I had an intention, and then I would listen to cues in the reality, because there is something like our brain works in like the magical ways of there are subconscious mind. So when you kind of like program it in intentions and dreams, your rational mind, like mine, can be completely like not on board. But then there are cues, like let's say I met you and I was like, I need it. I need it. I have to be on board. And that's intuition. That's what people call intuition. But then prior to that, there was my intention for that. My own intention for that. So I kind of like led my own self to that. And my, like, if I would just give an advice to other people or would respond to that, it would be creating an intention without fear, big intention. And then, yeah.
Listen.
And then listen to the cues.
And those cues for you, were they subtle? Were they big? Like, did you ignore them sometimes? What was that like?
Of course I ignored them. I tried to, but I am so attuned to my body that I even noticed that when I changed my mind about doing this work with you, I felt sick immediately. I woke up next day feeling depressed. And as a person who's been through like a 4 year of like, you know, dancing with depression in the past, I set an intention again. Like, I know it sounds a little bit strange, but I kind of like communicate with my body. It's just easier to say that instead of like trying to now go into, you know, talking about the mechanics. So I kind of set an intention with my own self on the terms of, I want to lead you out of the depression. Tell me what you need. So on times when I say no to that on that way, you know, I'm going somewhere and I'm completely, I have to say, I'm still absolutely like, where is it? I only see like this day ahead. Like, I don't see that. I know the picture is big, but I'm just, every day I'm in the process. So every time I say no to the cue, my body would, I would get sick. I would get depressed, and those, you know, depressive symptoms you cannot ignore, because you, I remember I was just like, I just laid down and I felt that I don't want to leave anymore. And it's hard to ignore. It's hard to ignore. So yeah. And also another point would be, if your body is like that, you gotta trust it. Usually we're taught like, oh, and then no, like, you know, think rationally, like, what are you doing? No, think rationally. But our bodies and those like brain parts like that are older than like this neurocortex, they're much more wise, because they see the bigger picture. You know, we see the bigger picture. It's just that there's the broken connection in between the subconscious mind and, like, you know, the actual, like, what we talk about, like, right now. So,
yeah. That's super important too. And for anyone listening that couldn't see that, it's like when the body's moving forward towards something and like wanting to grab it and wanting to move towards it, right? Like
But then
that's.
you stop the impulse, and then
Yes.
you know, judging from the rationality, no, my budget is limited right now. I think I should, you know, my life example and all of the best decisions that I've made in my life showed me that you gotta live sometimes and gotta trust that, even though the rational mind doesn't see it. Gotta start small, maybe too. I even practice it like small sometimes, even like when I'm grocery shopping and I'm like grabbing like a paper and like specifically that one. And then I'm like, no, maybe it's a bad one. Should I look for the bigger one? And I'm like, nope, taking the one that my hand grabbed. Basically, like, it's just like a funny example, but trusting that maybe not when you're buying like processed foods because, you know, maybe that's just like an inner, like, elephant just like, oh, I want this and that, but
Right. Yeah, paying attention to like sugar cravings and, you know,
I don't
that kind
talk
of
about
thing.
stuff like that,
Yeah.
but I talk about something that's like, oh, I want to go there, but I don't know why, but I want to, and then leading yourself into that decision.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. I mean, I want to honor you in that because, like, truly, your journey. It has been so filled with challenges, you know, and I know we didn't talk about it deeply today, but it really has been like your life journey I'm talking about, which I've gotten to know some of. And I want to honor you in like following the bigger picture and holding that dream and having that impulse and following it to see where you could be and where you're going and where your highest self wants you to be, and just fearlessly, like, even though, and fearlessly is an interesting word because it's like there's still fear present, but still going through with it despite the fear. Like, that's what you I see in you all the time. You just keep showing up despite your fear because you have a greater sense of knowing that this is for your highest good, for your highest alignment in what you want to do in this world in terms of career, in terms of helping people, service, in terms of your body and your own health. And yeah, I just want to honor you and see you in that space. So thank you for being an example of that for everyone today.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's all about trusting the process and trusting yourself that you can do it, even though fear will always be there.
Yeah, that's important. Okay, so we're going to move into the show and set of questions. And you can just give a short little answer for each of these. I ask each guest these questions. So the first question is, what is one of the most either magical or synchronistic things that have happened to you in your life that turned out to be very pivotal? What is the moment of that?
Intuition, the process of trusting the intuition, I think.
Yeah, beautiful. And what is your favorite unseen force to work with? Whether it's nervous system, it could be, you know, nervous system, body, energy system, thoughts, emotions, maybe it's intuition, you know, whatever that force might be.
I think it's working with the body, somatical aspect of like a person, the nervous system work, but it's, I know that it all revolves around like the body,
Yeah,
somatic.
great. And what has your greatest investment either in yourself or your business been to date?
Coaching, definitely coaching, guidance. I would say even therapy, but definitely coaching.
Yeah, amazing. And what is a piece of practical advice that you would give to the audience today? And then also a piece of more spiritual or energetic advice.
Advice would be to to trust yourself on going on that journey you're longing for. Start small, you know, but it can grow big as well. So
yeah,
I would give an advice of shutting the whole world out for sometimes, maybe 5 minutes even, to just listen inwardly on the inner messages. What do you want? Because that's important. You can only create those like pure intentions for the bigger perspectives that then you will be guided towards by, you can say like universe, or you can say by your own brain. But you need to have to that alignment with your inner self. And then trusting the self and the body that you can tolerate it and you can do it. You want something? When you want something, there's an energy coming with that. And then when there's an energy coming with that, if you don't waste it on, you know, I don't know, you can do it. Want it, you can have it. And that's all that matters. It's very important.
That's amazing. That's an amazing piece of advice to end on. Thank you so much, Sabina, for being here today. It's been such a pleasure and honor to sit with you in this space and, you know, not only in this podcasting space, but over the last 7 months of getting to know you. And I'll put all of your information in the show notes so people can connect with you and see what you're up to. And yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jen. It's always great to see you, to talk to you. Thank you.